Sitka now has its own rules of the road for marijuana use, and they go something like this. If you're over 21, you can smoke pot, or eat it, or otherwise ingest it, but pretty much only at home. The statewide ballot measure legalizing marijuana specifically prohibited public consumption, and Sitka's ordinance defines public broadly. So no smoking on the sidewalk or in public parks, on school grounds, or in harbors. Any municipally controlled area open to the general public is off limits, but so is most private property, if it's used by the public. That includes most businesses, from banks to bars, restaurants, and movie theaters. Anyone found in violation of the ordinance faces a fine of up to $100, and some things aren't changing. For instance, it remains a criminal offense to drive under the influence or to give marijuana to anyone under 21. And the ordinance only covers the personal use of the drug. Buying and selling pot will remain illegal until sometime next year. The Sitka ordinance passed on the same day that the state issued its own emergency regulations. Early Tuesday morning, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board issued a finding of emergency, noting that the statewide statute had banned public consumption without defining what's public, exactly the problem the Sitka ordinance was designed to address. The state's emergency regulation offers a similar definition of public. Specifically, it's any place to which the public or a substantial group of persons has access, and includes highways, transportation facilities, schools, places of amusement or business, parks, playgrounds, prisons, and hallways, lobbies, and other portions of apartment houses and hotels not constituting rooms or apartments designed for actual residence. At Tuesday night's meeting of the Sitka Assembly, member Michelle Putz asked which of the two laws would take precedence. City Attorney Robin Kochak said, essentially, whichever one's more restrictive.
Where ours is stricter than ours controls, where theirs is stricter, theirs controls.
Okay, so they're not in any kind of
conflict.
Clash. Okay,
no.
Great, thank you.
If ours was a lot less restrictive, then we might be looking at some problems. But we did it right. Ours is more restrictive.
Mayor Mitch McConnell warned that the ordinance is likely the first of many, as Sitka faces a series of decisions, including whether to allow the commercial sale of pot. To that end, the Assembly directed the Health Needs and Human Services Commission to organize a town hall on the pros and cons of marijuana use.
Yeah, we're not done dealing with this issue, so we've got some major decisions to make in the coming year, and we all need to get on the same page. We need to all have the same information, and it all needs to be based on fact.
And while 70% of Sitka voters favored legalizing marijuana last November, the only two members of the public to speak on Tuesday expressed reservations about the new regime. Resident Nancy Yaw Davis stated her disappointment most succinctly. Alaska, she said, will now be famous for pot and for Palin. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.